Ti ostavili veliko blago.
And the astrologer tells the boy where the treasure is and how he can find it.
I taj astrolog je rekao tom dečku gdje se nalazi to bogatstvo i kako ga može naći.
The story is an analogy of our own situation.
Ta priča je u stvari analogija naše sopstvene situacije.
We have left our spiritual home, the spiritual world, and find ourselves in the material world.
Mi smo ostavili svoj pravi dom, duhovni svijet i došli u ovaj materijalni svijet.
But our spiritual father and mother have left a great treasure for us, which is now our duty to find.
Ali naši duhovni otac i majka su ostavili jedno veliko blago za nas duhovno koje smo mi sada trebamo da pronađemo.
The astrologer in this story represents the spiritual master who appears in the life of a searcher to give him directions how he can find the treasure which God has left behind for every one of us.
Astrolog iz ove priče je u stvari duhovni učitelj koji se pojavljuje u životu iskrenog tragaoca i koji mu daje upute kako može da nađe to blago.
The treasure, the astrologer says, is right underneath your house.
Astrolog je rekao, to blago se nalazi tačno ispod tvoje kuće.
But you have to dig to get it.
Ali moraš da kopaš da bi ga našao.
Don't dig from the south, because when you dig from the south, you will hit upon a nest of bees who will sting you.
Nemoj da sa juga kopaš, zato što ćeš onda naletiti na gnjezdo pčela koje će te onda ugosti.
Don't dig from the west.
Nemoj kopati ni sa zapada.
There is a snake who will be arisen and bite you.
Tu se nalazi jedna velika zmija koja će te ugristi.
And be careful, don't also dig in the north to find your treasure.
I budi jako pažljiv, nemoj čak ni sa sjevera da kopaš da bi našao svoje blago.
There is a ghost who will begin to haunt you.
Tu je jedan duh koji će početi da te opsjeda.
Go from the east.
I kreni sa istoka.
The boy follows the advice, begins to dig and finds so much gold.
I taj dječak je poslušao savjet i počeo da kopa i našao tako puno zlata.
Of course this is mystical language and it needs translation into our thought patterns.
Naravno ovo je mistični jezik i on zahtjeva prijevod na naše misaone obrasce.
The path which the boy should not take represent different yoga paths.
Ti putevi, odnosno pravci iz kojeg taj dečko ne trebao da kopa, predstavljaju razne puteve joge.
Which all have their own inherent dangers.
Koji svi u sebi kriju svoje opasnosti.
Do you know that the mental institutions of Germany are full of people who have adopted a yoga path without complete teaching?
Da li znate da su u Njemačkoj ustanove za umobolne ljude pune ljudi koji su praktikovali neke procese joge, ali bez pravilnog vodstva?
I was shocked when one of my friends who is a doctor told me that those people who have started pranayama exercises without really knowing what they do awaken a power within them which can harm them.
Bio sam šokiran kada jedan moj prijatelj koji je doktor, kada mi je ispričao to da jako puno ljudi koji su započeli sa procesom pranajame, da su u sebi probudili ogromnu energiju koja im je naškodila.
So the astrologer says there are these paths to reach the truth, but they are so dangerous. You can, if you don't know the detail, you can make grievous mistakes and injure your health and your mind.
I tako taj astrolog kaže da imaju ti razni putevi, ali oni ako ih ne poznaješ tačno u detalje, oni su tako opasni i mogu da naude i tvome, da naškode i tvome zdravlju i tvome umu.
Therefore go the safest path, the path of love.
Zato idi najsigurnijim putem, a to je put ljubavi.
Take the eastern path, the path of bhakti yoga, the path of devotional love.
Kreni sa istoka, uzmi i prisvoji taj put bhakti yoge, procesa ljubavi.
I don't have the time here to really go into the details of the story, but I feel this answer is something which we can contemplate this evening. I also want to teach you a little bit about the eastern path, the path of devotional love today.
Danas nemam ovdje toliko puno vremena da vam govorim o detaljima o tom putu, ali bih vam htio da vam kažem nešto o tome o čemu biste mogli da razmislite o tom istočnom putu, putu ljubavi.
And it is my strong desire that in the short time of half an hour I can really give you something very practical and concrete on your own journey of life so that you can find your own spiritual treasure.
I moja velika želja da u ovom kratkom vremenu od pola sata koliko imam da vam mogu dati nešto konkretno i praktično što biste mogli primijeniti u svom sopstvenom životu.
I would like to discuss for you the subject matter of the duhovne krug.
Večeras bih želio bih da govorim o večeras o jednoj temi, a to je duhovni krug.
Let us think for a moment what comes to our mind when we hear the word spiritual circle.
Razmislimo malo, šta se pojavljuje u našem umu kada čujemo te riječi duhovni krug?
Mislite, mislite. Sometimes people think, well, this refers to a circle of people who meet and discuss spiritual subjects, much like the coffee circle where you drink coffee and cake with fine damas.
Znači, ljudima dolazi na pamet neki krug ljudi sa kojima se družite, to upoređuju sa nekim krugom ljudi sa kojima možete da popijete kafu u nekom finom društvu sa finim damama.
Yes, this could be a spiritual circle, but today I want to discuss spiritual circle in a different light.
Da, to bi se moglo razumjeti kao neki duhovni krug, ali danas želim da govorim o jednom drugom značenju duhovnog kruga.
All spiritual traditions know that it is possible for the human being to build up a spiritual circle which protects and nourishes him.
Sve duhovne tradicije znaju da je moguće oko osobi izgraditi taj duhovni krug koji ga može zaštititi i isto tako dati mu hranu.
When you look for instance at the painting of Christian saints or Muslim saints, you see that they are always shown to have like a circle of light around them, a so-called halo.
Kada pogledate slike kršćanskih svetaca, možda muslimanskih svetaca, možete primijetiti da oni oko sebe imaju jedan krug koji se može nazvati aureol.
In a spiritual India we learn how to establish such a circle which protects us ourselves.
U duhovnosti Indije isto tako možemo naći ta upustva kako da napravimo taj krug koji bi nas zaštitio.
For instance, it's recommended when a person has fear, existential fear, or let us fear of a sniper or of a burglar, then he's advised to internally visualize a ring of fire which spreads around him.
Na primjer, kada neko osjeća neki egzistencijalni strah, recimo strah od kradljivca ili tako nešto, za njega se preporučuje da u sebi, unutar sebe, da vizualizira jedan krug vatre koji ga štiti.
Yes, and he is requested to chant the syllable Huam, while he visualizes the circle of fire.
I oni ga se traži da izgovara ovaj zvuk dok vizualizira taj krug vatre oko sebe.
Next time when you are afraid, you might like to try it and see if it works for you.
Sljedeći put kad vas bude strah, možete to da probate da vidite da li to funkcioniše za vas.
Yes. Also it is said that before a priest enters into the sacred space of a temple, he is also requested to build some type of spiritual awareness around him.
Isto tako se preporučuje da svećenik prije nego što uđe u sveto područje u hramu, da oko sebe izgradi taj duhovni krug.
But you are not a priest.
Ali vi niste svećenici.
Most of you are not mystic yogis.
A većina vas isto tako nije neki mistični jogi.
Let me therefore explain to you our theater group. A little bit something which is more relevant for you.
Zato mi dopustite da vam objasnim nešto što je možda mnogo relevantnije za vas.
Your own spiritual circle.
Vaš sopstveni duhovni krug.
It is something like a strong health.
to je nešto poput dobrog zdravlja.
When you have a strong health, you can go even into an environment where people are a little sickly, like in a tram in Sarajevo in midwinter where everyone goes like
Kada ste dobrog zdravlja, onda možete otići i čak u neku okolinu u kojoj je dosta ljudi bolesno, recimo usred zime da odete u neki tramvaj u kojem svi kašlju.
And because you are so healthy, you don't mind, you say you come at home and you feel as healthy as before.
Ali pošto ste vi tako puni zdravlja, kada se vratite kući, vi se osjećate zdravo kao što ste bili prije.
When your health, however, is delicate or even weak, then even a small cut could infect in your body because the body doesn't have the strength to withstand the disease.
Ali kada ste malo narušenog ili slabog zdravlja, onda čak i mala posjekotina može dovesti do toga da se to inficira i da dovede do neke bolesti u vašem tijelu.
So your own spiritual circle is something like this health, the healthy immune system, if you so wish.
Tako da je taj duhovni krug nešto poput zdravog imunološkog sistema oko vas.
And I can give you an example where you know about when your spiritual circle is strong.
I daću vam jedan primjer po kojem ćete moći da prepoznate kada je taj vaš duhovni krug jak.
For instance, when you go into a situation where there are people who are just not so nice.
Recimo kada se nađete u situaciji u kojoj ljudi nisu baš tako fini prema vama.
When your spiritual circle is strong, you do not mind.
A kada je vaš duhovni krug jak, vas to ne dotiče.
You in fact begin to infect those people with happiness.
Vi u stvari počinjete da inficirate te ljude sa srećom.
But when your spiritual circle is very weak.
Ali kada je vaš taj duhovni krug tako slab.
Then these people seem to suck the little rest bit of energy out of your system.
Onda izgleda kao da ti ljudi isisavaju iz vas sve to što je malo ostalo snage u vama.
This example can teach us the first principle how to build up your spiritual strength.
Ovaj primjer nas može poučiti prvom principu kako da izgradimo taj svoj duhovni krug.
Be aware of your association.
Postanite svjesni svoga društva.
Have association with spiritually minded people.
Družite se sa ljudima koji su duhovno orijentisani.
Who can help you to build up your spiritual strengths?
Sa onima koji vam mogu pomoći da izgradite taj svoj duhovni krug.
Don't we know these people? We see them and immediately, ah, we feel so relieved and we feel so spiritually inspired and so great.
Zar ne znate svi vi kada sretnete takvu jednu osobu, onda svi vi odjednom se osjećate jako dobro i olakšano i duhovno oživljeni.
These people have a strong spiritual circle around them.
E, ti ljudi u stvari imaju oko sebe jak duhovni krug.
I would like to tell you about my own doctor in India, Dr. Naram.
Želio bih vam nešto reći o svom doktoru Naramu iz Indije.
He sees 460 people a day.
On dnevno vidi skoro 400 ljudi.
And he remains always very enlivened, fresh and energetic.
On je uvijek jako energičan, svjež i oživljen.
Then you come there and you go like, and you just look at him, you feel like, urednu.
I kada odete kod njega sa nekim bolom, onako slomljeni, i samo kad njega vidite, odmah se osjećate oživljeno, kažete sve u redu.
I asked him, why are you always so, what is your secret?
I onda sam ga ja upitao, pa koja je tvoja tajna?
And he told me, my Guru Maharaj has taught me how to increase my spiritual circle every day.
Moj guru Maharaj, moj duhovni učitelj, me je podučio kako mogu da povećam svaki dan svoj duhovni krug.
It is done with a simple spiritual practice which I would like to teach you a little later when you are a little bit more convinced that it's good to increase your spiritual circle.
Da, ja ću vam ispričati koja je to tehnika malo poslije kada postanete uvjereni da je zaista bitno da povećate svoj duhovni krug.
You can increase your spiritual circle very quickly by love.
Svoj duhovni krug možete vrlo brzo da povećate sa ljubavlju.
Don't we all feel this when we feel love in our heart? It seems almost that our heart has expanded.
Za nije tako da svi mi osjećamo, čim osjetimo nešto malo ljubavi u svome srcu.
We sometimes say this in our language. Your heart is as big as the world.
Da izgleda kao da je to srce procvjetalo. I onda ponekad kažemo, tvoje srce je veliko poput cijelog svijeta.
His loving heart is expanded.
Zato što to srce koje je puno ljubavi se proširilo.
And a heart which is full of anger and enviousness and material desires is contracted.
A srce koje je puno materijalnih želja, zavisti i ljutnje, ono se jednostavno nekako skupi.
I think you all know this.
Mislim da vi to sve znate.
Have you ever been in love in the springtime?
Jeste li se ikada u proljeće zaljubili?
Feel you embrace the world.
Osjećate se kao da biste mogli zagrliti cijeli svijet.
Yes, your spiritual circle has in some ways increased.
Vaš duhovni krug se na jedan način proširio.
So Dr. Naram told me, my Guru Maharaj has told me how to increase my spiritual circle.
Tako da Dr. Naram mi je rekao da moj Guru Maharaj me je podučio kako da povećam svoj duhovni krug.
Then he leaned forward and said to me, I would like to tell you a secret about my Guru Maharaj.
I onda se ovako nagio prema meni i rekao, ja bih želio da ti kažem jednu tajnu o mom Guru Maharaju.
When he was 130 years old, he called me where he was living.
Kada je imao 130 godina, pozvao me u mjesto tamo gdje je živio.
He was a famous doctor, he lived in the jungle, in a cave.
On je bio jedan poznati doktor i živio u džungli u pećini.
And he saw even more patients than me.
I on je viđao još više pacijenata nego ja.
He found out what was wrong with every patient by a pulse diagnosis.
Samo time što bi istraživao puls osobe, on je mogao da uspostavi dijagnozu.
And Dr. Naram did this pulse diagnosis with me.
I Dr. Naram je isto tako na meni proveo tu dijagnozu pomoću posmatranja pulsa.
He told me, oh Sachinandaswami, your pulse tells me that when you were 10 years old, you fell down from something high, maybe a horse.
I on je rekao, Sachinandaswami, ti kada si imao 10 godina, pao si sa nečeg visokog, vjerovatno možda sa konja.
And I said, how did you know? Yes, I had a horse. My horse was called Max, and he was very brittle, and I fell down when I was 10 years
old. On sam rekao, kako to znaš? Yes, ja sam imao konja koji se zvao Max, i on je bio tako brz i onda sam pao sa njega kad sam imao 10 godina.
And he just told me that your pulse still shows this.
On mi je rekao, tvoj puls još uvijek to pokazuje.
So his Baba Ramdas is his name, the guru's name of Dr. Naram. When he was 130 years old, he sometimes fell asleep when he was in the pulse diagnosis.
I taj Baba Ramadas, tako se zvao guru od ovog doktora Narama, on bi ponekad, kada bi radio tu dijagnozu putem pulsa, on bi ponekad zaspao malo.
Because his patients loved him so much, they allowed the old man to sleep.
Pošto su ga njegovi pacijenti puno voljeli, oni su mu dopuštali tako da malo odspava.
Then when he woke up,
i onda kad bi se probudio,
he knew exactly where he was in his diagnosis.
A znao bi tačno dokle je stigao u svojoj dijagnozi.
And continued.
I onda bi samo nastavio.
But he felt bad.
Ali se osjećao loše.
I'm just getting old. I can't serve the people any longer nicely.
Ja već starim i ne mogu tako dobro više da služim ljudima.
So one day he called this Dr. Naram from Bombay and asked him a question.
I zato jednog dana pozvao ovoga doktora Narama iz Bombaja i postavio mu jedno pitanje.
He said, when someone gives up his old shirt to dress in a new shirt, are you sad or are you happy?
I onda je upitao, kada neko baci svoju staru košulju kako bi obukao novu, da li si ti onda sretan?
Doktor Naram se da... Well, not sad, but if he is a poor man, I'm happy for him that he has a shirt, a new shirt.
Rekao, pa nije da sam tužan, ali eto, ako je baš siromašan, onda sam sretan da ima novu košulju.
Then Baba Ramda said.
I onda je Baba Ramdas rekao.
So okay, don't be sad when I give up my old body.
Dobro, onda nemoj biti tužan kada ja izađem iz svog starog tijela.
Only a shirt for me, the eternal soul.
To je samo košulja na meni, a ja sam vječna duša.
Dr. Naram began to understand what was going on.
Dr. Naram je počeo da shvata šta se događa.
His guru asked him, is there anything you feel I have not explained enough to you and you wish to know?
Njegov guru ga je upitao, da li ima još nešto što ti nisam dovoljno objasnio, što bi ti želio da znaš?
Dr. Naram said, no, everything is nicely explained, but don't go!
Dr. Naram je rekao, ne, sve je dobro objašnjeno, ali nemoj da ideš.
A guru asked him, are you happy when someone gives up his old and useless shirt?
On ga je onda opet upitao, jesi ti sretan kada neko baci svoju staru košlju koja je postala beskorisna?
Only a fool would be sad.
Samo bi budala mogla biti tužna.
After 20 minutes come into my cave.
Za 20 minuta dođe u moju pećinu.
Then the guru went into the cave.
I onda je on otišao u pećinu.
Dr. Naram heard from outside that he was having two buckets and took a bucket shower.
Onda je dr. Naram čuo izvana kako se on kupa iz neke posude.
And after 20 minutes he opened the door to the cave.
I za 20 minuta je otvorio vrata od pećine.
Baba Ramdas was no longer in the cave.
Baba Ramdas više nije bio u toj pećini.
Only his old shirt
samo
was
njegov,
lying there.
Tu je ležala samo njegova stara košulja.
Dr. Naram cried when he saw the body of his beloved spiritual master.
Dr. Naram je počeo da plače kada je vidio tijelo svog voljenog duhovnog učitelja.
And then he remembered the teachings. He should be happy. He has a new shirt.
I onda se sjetio tih učenja. On bi trebao da bude sretan. On sada ima novu košulju.
This is one example of a person, Baba Ramdas, whose spiritual circle seemed to be fully intact because he was not afraid about anything which happened on this material plane.
To je jedan primjer osobe koja je imala jak duhovni krug zato što on nije bio pod utjecajem ničega što se događalo na ovom materijalnom nivou.
An example of a person who had developed love in his heart.
To je primjer osobe koja je razvila ljubav u svome srcu.
Love for the patients he treated.
Ljubav za pacijente koje je tretirao.
And love for God.
I ljubav prema Bogu.
My spiritual master had this strong spiritual circle also around him.
Moj duhovni učitelj isto tako imao jak duhovni krug oko sebe.
I remember when I first saw him, I was very immature and young, son of a director from Germany, who met him in the Heathrow airport in London.
Kada sam ga prvi put vidio, sjećam se da sam bio jako nezreo i mlad. Bio sam sin jednog direktora iz Njemačke i to je bilo na aerodromu Heathrow u Londonu.
I would like to tell you my first impression when I saw him for the first time.
Želio bih vam ispričati nešto o svojoj impresiji kada sam ga vidio taj prvi put.
He just came out of the the part of the airport where the visas are checked by the immigration officers.
Upravo je bio izašao iz dijela aerodromske zgrade gdje ovi činovnici provjeravaju vize.
And he stepped into my view for the first time.
I pojavio se ispred mene po prvi put.
My dear audience.
Moja draga publiko.
I'm now telling you the truth.
Sada ću vam reći istinu.
Before also, but...
Prije sam vam govorio, ali sada.
I wish to make a very strong point so that you listen attentively.
Samo želim da kažem jednu jako bitnu pojentu, pa želim da je pažljivo slušate.
I really felt how a lot of light was emanating from his persona.
Zaista sam osjećao kako je jako puno svjetlosti emaniralo iz njegove osobe.
Almost as if many neon lights switched on simultaneously.
Isto kao da se puno neonskih svjetiljki u isto vrijeme upalilo.
I come from the Christian background and I immediately remembered the burning thorn bush through which God appeared to Moses in the biblical tradition.
Ja dolazim iz kršćanskog zaleđa i odmah sam se sjetio gorućeg grma u kojem se, iz kojeg se pojavio Bog i koji je tako govorio Mojsiju.
And I remembered how Moses was advised to not look into this supernatural light in order to not get an eye damage.
I odmah sam se sjetio kako je Mojsiju savjetovano da ne gleda u taj gorući grm zato što bi mu oči mogle da se oštete.
So I also thought, this is divine light. I must be careful that my good eyes are not harmed. I need them for reading.
I odmah sam mislio, ne bih trebao da gledam u to božansko svjetlo, da se povrijede moje fine oči zato što mi trebaju za čitanje.
I think you must have laughed about me. I was just jumping on the floor, almost like a soldier who wants to avoid atomic radiation.
Vjerovatno ćete mi se smijati, ja sam samo skočio na pod i poput nekog vojnika koji želi da izbjegne radijaciju od atomske bombe.
I waited. One.
I onda sam čekao. Jedan.
Two.
Dva.
Three.
Tri.
Four.
Četiri.
Five.
Pet.
I kept my eyes very closed.
I čvrsto sam držao zatvorene oči.
Six.
6
7
7
8
8
9
9
10
10
Okay, one more.
Okay, još jedno.
And then a third time.
I onda treći put.
And then I opened my eyes extremely careful.
I onda sam strašno pažljivo otvorio oči.
And I looked on a pair of, I think you say here, papuškas.
Papuče. Ja da sam ugledao par papuča.
Yes, there was a passenger in the airport who was traveling with papuches.
Da, znači bio je neki putnik tu koji je putovao u papučama.
I asked myself the question, who in this world would have the nerve to go into the Heathrow airport with these papučkas or whatever.
Pitala sam ko na svijetu bi imao snage, hrabrosti da u papučama dođe na aerodrom u Londonu.
When I slowly looked up, I knew who it was.
I kada sam polako pogledao gore, znao sam ko je to.
I looked right into the smiling face of my spiritual master.
Pogledao sam u nasmišljeno lice mom duhovnog učitelja.
He somehow knew what I was thinking and going through.
On je nekako znao šta sam, o čemu sam razmišljao, kroz što sam prolazio.
He smiled at me with a glance saying, dobrodošli.
Nasmiješio mi se sa pogledom koji je govorio dobrodošao.
The reason why I explain this little story is because I want to give you an example of someone in the Vedic tradition whose spiritual circle is very much intact.
Ovu sam vam priču ispričao kako bi vam ilustrovao jednu osobu iz te duhovne tradicije čiji je duhovni krug tako veliki.
And I could feel it and I became attracted at that time when I perceived it.
Ja sam ga mogao osjetiti i postao sam privučen s njim.
I have seen this in many people because I'm giving very many lectures also in you know, in all types of places, conferences, universities and so on.
Ja sam srećen jako puno ljudi zato što dajem jako puno lekcija na raznim mjestima, nekim konferencijama, univerzitetima.
And sometimes when I step down the stage, people come to me and say, you look so different.
I ponekad kada siđem sa pozornice, onda mi ljudi prilaze i kažu, pa ti izgledaš tako drugačije.
And ask me, this is my avantgardistic dress.
Da kažem, to je zbog moje avantgardne odjeće.
No, your whole being.
Ne, to je cijela tvoja pojava.
And I think you also have seen this when you meet an enlivened devotee. He has something in his effulgence which makes him look different.
Mislim da svi imate to iskustvo kada sretnete nekog živog baktu, onda vam to izgleda da, kako on izgleda potpuno drugačije.
Some people feel this is strange and are confused by this.
Neki ljudi misle da je to dosta čudno i zbunjeni su s tim.
But the people who have read a little spiritual literature, they know his spiritual circle is intact.
Ali ljudi koji su čitali malo duhovnu literaturu znaju da ta osoba ima jak duhovni krug.
My dear audience, as the times get more materialistic, you need to know how you can also increase your spiritual circle. It's important.
Moja draga publiko, kako ova vremena postaju sve više materialistička, morate znati kako da pojačate svoj sobstveni duhovni krug. To je jako bitno.
In Sarajevo we had a lot of benzinska pumpa who can, you know, help the cars to run.
Mi u Sarajevu imamo jako puno benzinskih pumpi koje pomažu autima da voze.
I really feel we need to have in Sarajevo just as many spiritual benzinska pumpe, duhovne pumpe, so that your spiritual circle can be filled.
Sa tako mislim da bismo u Sarajevu trebali da imamo makar toliko duhovnih pumpi koje će nam pomoći da povećamo svoj duhovni krug.
Heart pumpa or soul pumpas.
Pumpe za dušu ili za srce.
Yes. So how can we now I would like to come to the essence of my lecture by giving you three simple spiritual practices which you could all do at your home, which are your private, let me say, duhovne pumpa.
Sada ću doći do srži svoje lekcije. Da sada ću vam reći tri duhovne prakse koje vi svi možete da praktikujete kući u svojoj privatnoj duhovnoj pumpi.
Yeah. The first is to chant the names of God.
Prva je da pjevate imena Boga.
There is so much potency as you chant the holy names of God.
Ima tako puno snage u pjevanju imena Boga.
It can really change the whole atmosphere of your life.
To zaista može da promijeni cjelokupnu atmosferu vašega života.
It can increase your spiritual circle.
To može da poveća vaš duhovni krug.
This is what we do in this ancient Vedic tradition. Since thousands of years, people sit down in the morning and they perform a simple japa meditation.
To je ono što činimo već hiljadama godina u ovoj drevnoj vedskoj tradiciji, da ljudi ujutro sjednu i imaju ovu japa meditaciju.
They become a little peaceful.
Malo se smire.
Then usually it's done sitting down.
Obično se to radi tako da se sjedne.
And they very devotionally and very concentratedly chant the names of God.
I sa puno ljubavi i koncentrisano pjevaju imena Boga.
You must be careful when you do this that you don't stop your concentration like the Hare Krishna, most of the Hare Krishna people do.
Morate biti jako pažljivi da dok to radite da ne izgubite koncentraciju kao što to mnogi Hare Krishna ljudi rade.
Yes, you must be very concentrated.
Morate biti jako koncentrisani.
Lovingly chant.
I da sa ljubavlju pjevate.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, tako dalje.
I tako dalje.
Yes. This is very strong practice.
To je jako snažna praksa.
It's done since time immemorial.
To se od pamtivijeka radi.
And it's not as easy as it sounds.
I to nije tako lako kao što zvuči.
Because there is a function in our mind which always switches off the mind when it hears the same thing all over again.
Zato što postoji određena funkcija u umu koja ga jednostavno isključuje zvuk koji iznova čuje.
Yes, you may know this when you, for instance, let me say, you are riding on a train.
Možda ste primijetili kada ste u vozu.
It's 11 o'clock in the night and you really want to sleep.
I već je 11 sati navečer i zaista vam se spava.
But you hear ta 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 ta
ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta
ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta switched off. It's always the same sound, so the mind goes switch, and then you can hear this.
Ali već za neko vrijeme vi jako udobno spavate zato što u umu se odigrala ta funkcija, samo se jednostavno isključio taj zvuk koji se non stop ponavlja.
I have seen people sleeping in discotheques because it's always the same sound.
Tak sam vidio ljude koji u diskoteci spavaju zato što se stalno ponavlja taj isti zvuk.
Sometimes marriage partners fall asleep.
Ponekad i bračni parovi zaspu.
No, the man has worked the whole day and comes now home.
Muž se radio cijeli dan i dolazi kući.
And his wife has been all the time in the house.
A žena je bila cijelo vrijeme kući.
And has the intense need to tell the husband what happened exactly with the neighbor.
Ima intenzivnu želju da mužu kaže tačno šta se dogodilo sa susjedom.
But the husband wants to read the newspaper.
Ali muž želi da čita novine.
So this is a scene.
I ovako, ovako izgleda ta scena.
Newspaper.
Ovo su novine.
And the wife goes, darling, do you know what happened?
A žena kaže, dragi, znaš šta se dogodilo?
Mm-hmm. And then this.
A onda ovo.
And then blah, 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 blah. And he always goes, oh, very interesting.
A
and he just reads.
A on govori, oh, jako interesantno, u stvari samo čitam.
The mind has switched off.
Um se samo isključio.
So this happens also when you chant.
To se isto tako događa kada pjevate.
It's always the same names.
Uvijek su ista imena.
And then the mind goes switch.
A um onda napravi taj.
This is what happens to 70% of the Hare Krishna people.
To je ono što se događa 70% Hare Krishna.
They are not hearing.
Oni uopšte ne slušaju.
And the benefit is not so strong.
I dobrobit nije tako jaka.
So you have to concentrate your mind. That's yoga.
Ali vi trebate u stvari da koncentrirate svoj um, to
then,
je yoga.
Then chant lovingly and very concentratedly.
Pjevajte sa ljubavlju i jako koncentrisano.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Like this, huh?
Na taj način.
So powerful.
I to je tako moćno.
The scriptures say that you associate directly with God when you chant His holy names.
Spisi kažu da se direktno družite sa Gospodinom kada pjevate njegova sveta imena.
Because listen to this.
Zato što poslušajte
sve. And the absolute sphere.
Na apsolutnom nivou.
The name and the object are absolutely identical.
Ime i objekat su potpuno identični.
A spiritual name is identical with the spiritual object.
Duhovno ime je identično sa duhovnim objektom.
When you chant Krishna, Krishna is there.
Kada kažete Krishna, Krishna je tu.
It requires a little practice, but I feel comfortable to recommend this practice to all of you.
Ja se osjećam slobodno da vam mogu preporučiti ovu praksu svima.
It doesn't matter which religion you belong to. You can chant the names of God.
Nema veze kojoj religiji pripadate. Vi možete uvijek pjevati imena Boga.
The next thing which I would like to suggest to you is to read every day a little in truly spiritual scripture.
Sljedeća stvar koju bih vam želio preporučiti je da svaki dan čitate makar malo nečega o duhovnoj literaturi.
In the spiritual scripture you find divine information.
U duhovnim pisma pronalazite božanske informacije.
Which can structure your whole life in a new way.
Koja može namisliti vaš život na potpuno novi način.
I would like to tell you about a little experiment which was done with microwaves. After hearing this you might feel inspired to throw your microwave away.
Sad bi vam želio ispričati jedan primjer, odnosno eksperiment koji je napravljen sa mikrovalnom pečnicom. Nakon toga možda ćete se osjećati inspirisanim da bacite svoje.
One American university took 5,000 cats.
Jedan američki univerzitet je uzeo 5,000 mačaka.
And gave them their food, cat food, you know, the ideal cat food.
I davali su im idealnu mačju hranu.
The cats could eat whatever they wanted.
Mačke su mogle da jedu kad god su htjele.
Whatever they wanted.
Šta god su htjele.
Cream, fish.
Ribu.
No, cream, šlag.
Šlag.
Yeah, everything.
Bilo šta.
But also water.
Isto tako i vodu.
But all they ate was put first for 5 minutes into the microwave.
Ali sve to što su jele je prvo na 5 minuta stavljano u mikrovalnu.
And only then the cats could eat it.
I tek onda su i davali to da mačkama da jedu.
I must add the experiment also included that they would not become exposed to natural sunlight, only neon light.
I moram da napomenim da je taj eksperiment podrazumijevao da one uopšte nisu izlazile na ovo prirodno svjetlo od sunca, nego samo su bile izložene neonskom svjetlu.
After 2 weeks of eating these foods, all the cats homosexual.
I nakon što su 2 sedmice jeli tu hranu, mačke su homoseksualne.
That means the lady cats went after the lady cats.
To znači da su mačke išle za mačkama.
And the male cats after the male cats.
A mačori za mačorima.
It's a very unnatural emotional behavior.
To je veoma neprirodno emocionalno ponašanje.
And all the 5,000 cats, not just one or two.
I to znači svih 5,000 mačaka, ne samo jedna ili dvije.
After only 4 weeks, all the cats died.
A nakon samo 4 sedmice sve mačke su umrle.
Some earlier, some later.
Neke prije, neke poslije.
Now those who study food, Nahrungsmittelchemiker, one says in German. You can understand what this is. No. The food chemist, something like this. They investigated the food before the microwave and after the microwave.
Ovi nutricionisti, pretpostavljam, oni koji istražuju znači hranu, su istraživali tu hranu koja je davana mačkama prije i poslije tretiranja u mikrovalnu.
But please listen to this.
I molim vas, poslušajte ovo.
There was absolutely no difference as far as the chemical composition of the food was compared.
Što se tiče hemijskog sastava hrane prije i poslije, on je bio potpuno isti.
But something was different.
Ali nešto jest bilo drugačije.
What was different?
Šta je to što je bilo drugačije?
The scientists began to scratch their heads.
Naučnici su počeli da se češkaju po glavi.
Then they got these people who can test the energy in food, like Mustafa.
Onda su doveli ljude koji mogu da testiraju tu energiju u hrani poput našeg muslima.
They used these radiostatic instruments.
Da su koristili te radiostatske.
And they found radiostatske instrumente. And they found out that the subtle structure, the energy structure, had totally changed after the treatment by the microwave.
I otkrili su da nakon tog tretmana u mikrovalnoj, da se ta suptilna energetska struktura u potpunosti promijenila.
Because it's very simple, the microwave has some waves which means information.
To je jako jednostavno. Ta mikrovalna ima te talase koji nose sa sobom informacije.
So if you want to lead a divine life, a spiritual life, you also need to change the informations which come to you.
Na isti način, ako želite da vodite duhovni život, onda morate da promijenite te talase koje utječu na vas, informacije koje primate.
That's why we offer our food and speak divine mantras over the food.
To je razlog zašto nudimo svoju hranu, zašto izgovaramo svete mantre nad njom.
Yes, and that's why we read in scriptures, because we get spiritual information which restructures our life anew.
To je razlog i zašto čitamo duhovnu literaturu koja ponovo uspostavlja naš život u novom pravcu.
I'm now becoming very inspired to talk.
Sada postajem jako inspirisan da govorim.
Ali, my time is up.
Ali moje vrijeme je isteklo.
I want to sincerely thank you and summarize what I have said so far.
Sada vam se želim iskreno zahvaliti i da sumiram ono što sam do sada rekao.
I want to encourage you to no longer tolerate if your spiritual circle is weak.
Želim vam savjetovati da više ne tolerišete da je vaš duhovni krug tako slab.
And I want to suggest to you 2 powerful practices from my tradition, the Vedic tradition, which can help you to increase your spiritual circle.
I želim vam savjetovati, preporučiti 2 prakse koje se praktikuju u mojoj tradiciji, svetovedskoj tradiciji.
If you have other practices, that's also definitely all right.
Ako vi imate neke druge prakse, to isto definitivno u redu.
But you might try these time-tested practices from the Vedic tradition and add them to your other practices.
Ali isto tako možete pokušati sa ovom praksom koja je provjerena tokom vremena i dodati je vašoj praksi.
First is read daily in spiritual literature like the Bhagavad Gita, which you can obtain, I believe, at the book table.
Prva je da čitate svete spise, kao što je recimo Bhagavad Gita, koju vjerujem da možete nabaviti ovdje na stolu sa knjigama.
And the second is, please chant the beautiful, energetic, spiritually energetic Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Mantra.
I molim vas da pjevate prekrasnu ispunjenu energijom Maha mantru, odnosno Hare Krishna mantru.
Yes. There will now be an opportunity to join the chanting.
Sada ćete imati priliku da se pridružite tom pjevanju.
Because we have invited one of our Sarajevo bhajan bands to play for you this evening.
Zato što smo pozvali jednu bhajan grupu da vam večeras nešto odsvira.
And you can sing along.
I možete da pjevate sa njima.
There are several very talented musical bands. There's, for instance, Gita Govinda, very beautiful music they do.
Ovdje ima nekoliko jako finih grupa. Jedna od njih je Gita Govinda, koja jako lijepo svira.
And I have personally seen two members of the group, Bhakta Shevko and the singer. They are here today. You can talk with them afterwards.
I večera sam lično vidio dva člana iz ove grupe. To su Shevko i pjevačica. I govorio sam sa njima.
This evening another group will play the Advaita Bhajan band, or I do not know their names. Ojashvi is one of them.
A večeras je jedna druga grupa da svira, ne znam tačno kako se zovu, Advaita Bhajan band ili tako nešto, a Ojashvi je jedan od njih.
As far as I know, we have to go now and search them. They're not yet here, huh? They're here?
Yeah.
They are here. Oh, wonderful. Let us give them a full applause.